Some of America's big investors want to know if climate change could add to their investment risk, and they're asking for help from the government. The request comes from a group of state treasurers and asset management companies. Together, they control billions of dollars worth of stocks and other securities, and they want the Securities and Exchange Commission to get them more information about how global warming may affect those portfolios. Here's NPR's Elizabeth Shogren.
Public companies now must report any risks that could have a substantial impact on their financial well-being. But so far, most businesses don't have much to say about climate change. Alex Sink wants that to change. She's Florida's chief financial officer, and she oversees a pension fund worth $140 billion.
We're interested in ensuring that we maximize our investment returns for our recipients.
Sink highlights a Florida power company that recently was blocked from building a new coal-fired power plant because of climate change concerns. That decision has implications for that company's financial future, and Sink says investors deserved to know about it.
It's become very difficult to be able to analyze and evaluate a company how the impact of global warming might impact their particular businesses, both from a negative and also from a positive or an opportunity standpoint.
Sink is not alone in wanting more information from companies on the risks they face from climate change. Top financial or legal officials from 10 other states signed the petition, too. Alex Sink says major investment companies and environmental groups also joined in.
We represent well over $1 trillion in investment assets, so we aren't just a small group of fringe investors asking the SEC to take this action.
One of the nation's biggest power providers, American Electric Power, already mentions climate change in its financial reports. Tom Birkenmeyer is a lawyer for the company.
We basically describe that if greenhouse gas emission rules or legislation does come into being sometime in the future, it's likely to have a material effect on the financial condition of the company.
But AEP doesn't say much more than that. Birkenmeyer says that's because the Congress hasn't decided how to regulate greenhouse gas emissions. Analyst Pete Wallison says the SEC is sure to turn down the petitioner's request.
Because the rules already require companies to do exactly what they're asking if it represents any kind of real threat or additional cost that they will have to bear in the future.
Wallison works for the American Enterprise Institute, a Washington think tank that favors limited government. He says the reason companies don't say more about climate change is that the risks pale in comparison to others.
This one would fall way, way down the list of potential costs to companies. For example, there's a lot of political risk right now about health insurance costs. There's political risk about tax changes, interest rate changes.
But Georgetown University law professor Donald Langvoort says it's time for the SEC to require companies to focus more on global warming.
On the assumption that climate change really is going to change the cost of doing business, it's important that companies focus their attention on this, and disclosure can be healthy in that regard.
The state treasurers hope that if the SEC requires more disclosure, that will prod companies to do more to cut back their greenhouse gas emissions. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.